and it's time for the puzzle. And I'm joined by Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
I hear, Will, that you've got some special guests with you today.
Yeah, there are two camera people here from ESPN doing a story about me and Kai Zhang, the 18-year-old table tennis phenomenon from Beijing that I'm the guardian for now. And it will air on SportsCenter sometime next month.
Very cool. Okay, something we should look out for. With that, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a common household item in six letters. I said change the middle two letters to a P, and you'll get the five-letter last name of a famous person who professionally used that item. What's the item and who's the person? Well, the item is a camera, and you change the M-E to a P, and you get Frank Capra, the famous filmmaker. I tell you, we had over 100 people submit the answer Pectin, P-E-C-T-I-N, to Chef Jacques Pepin. I was tough on, I decided not to account that. First of all, I don't think Pectin is that common a household item. And out of all the things the chef would use, you know, Pectin is pretty small. So did not count that. Only Camera to Capra.
We got just over 350 correct answers. Our randomly selected winner this week is Daniel Rosenblum of Teaneck, New Jersey. He is on the line now. Congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you.
You are the randomly selected winner. It is very exciting. How'd you figure this one out, Daniel?
I was just going through household objects with six letters for a couple of days on and off, obviously not continuously.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it was early Wednesday morning when I woke up that camera popped into my head. And once I had camera, of course, I had Capra, and there it was.
I will cop to already knowing this. You have won the puzzle before, correct?
Yes, 16 years ago, just about to the day. It was the last Sunday of May 2000.
Not that anyone's keeping track. That is so cool. Do you remember the puzzle that you had to do on the air, Daniel?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Actually, I had to fill in two blanks in a sentence, and the first blank had a word that did not include a letter O, and in the second blank, you had to put an O into the same word to make a new word.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, Will, we are ready to play this week's puzzle. Is it anything similar to what Daniel just described?
It is completely different.
Okay. All right. So we will exercise different parts of your brain this time, Daniel. You ready to do it?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Let's give it a go.
All right. Daniel and Rachel, take the word swill. It's found in consecutive letters of Venus Williams, bridging her first and last names. I'm going to give you some other words. For each one, you name a famous person, past or present, whose name contains it. And in each case, the word will bridge the first and last names. The dividing point is for you to discover.
Mm.
Number one is egret, E-G-R-E-T.
Egret, okay.
And what if I told you it was a famous hockey player?
You're hitting a weak area for me.
It's like maybe the most famous one.
Oh, Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, it comes.
The only hockey player I actually know. So good job. All right.
Number two, exhale. E-X-H-A-L-E.
Okay.
Where do you think this one divides?
Between the X and the H would be the obvious.
That's correct.
Place.
Yep. It's an author.
Oh, Alex Haley.
Yeah.
Alex Haley. Haley.
There
you go. Lined, L-I-N-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
The dividing point is the E and the D.
Ah, okay. I was thinking it might be between the N and the E. So it's 6-4, blank, blank, L-I-N-E, and then D. Oh, Celine Dion.
There you go.
Celine Dion is it. Ragers, R-A-G-E-R-S.
Well, it could be Ira something, but
yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's Ira something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ragers, G-E-R-S.
Uh-huh.
Ira, I keep thinking of Ira Glass from Public Radio. Ah. Gershwin, of course.
Ira Gershwin, that's right. Good. All right, here you go. Drums, D-R-U-M-S.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, that's fast.
Good.
Livers, L-I-V-E-R-S. 6-5.
Oliver Stone.
That's it. Okay, your last one is Indies. I-N-D-I-E-S. 3-6.
I'm going to guess that that's between the N and the D.
Right.
And let's see. Blank I-N-D-I-E-S blank blank.
Got it.
So.
Action star.
And well, obviously, I'm not up on my action
stars. Maybe you
stars.
Just don't know him. Go ahead, Rachel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel okay. is it.
That one was hard. I'm going to just say it. That was hard. Daniel, you persevered. You did an excellent job. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin. Maybe you already have one. And puzzle books and games. You can read all about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And Daniel, tell us where you hear us. What's your public radio station?
Public radio station, New York Public Radio, both WNYC and its classical sister station, WQXR. And I am a member and encourage other listeners to join.
Go, Daniel. Daniel Rosenblum of Teaneck, New Jersey. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Daniel. It's been great to have you.
My pleasure.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, it's an unusual challenge from listener Harry Hilson of Avon-by-the-Sea, New Jersey. What is the most consecutive points a tennis player can lose and still win a best-of-five sets match? There's no trick, it's a straightforward question, and the modern tennis tiebreaker rule does not come into play. So again, what is the most consecutive points a tennis player can lose and still win a best-of-five sets match?
All right, when you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, June 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number so we can reach out to you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we call you, and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Mr. Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.